This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. One thing many people complain about in San Francisco is late-night transit. And not just within the city limits. A big gripe is the lack of BART service overnight, as Oakland resident Alex Kaufman can attest.
You know, I think living in Oakland and, you know, going out fairly often in San Francisco, you often run into the problem of trying to get back.
Kaufman faced this problem enough times that about 9 months ago, he teamed up with his friend and fellow Oaklander Seth Capron to try to solve it. They came up with an idea to start their own late-night bus service across the bay. KALW's Audrey Dilling has been following the team as they navigate from idea to government-sanctioned reality and brings us the story.
It's almost 1:30 in the morning on Market near Van Ness in San Francisco's Civic Center. After a night out with friends, Kyle Nichols-Schmalzi is waiting for the AC Transit 800 bus.
It's got one very obvious purpose, which is that it crosses the bridge after BART. So, to my knowledge, it's the only option I've found that does that.
He's right. It is the only public transit option after BART stops running around midnight. It has two San Francisco pickups, both on Market Street downtown. Nichols-Schmalzi isn't wild about these choices.
I've, like, never hung out here, for sure, and I never am in this area.
Fred Wayne takes this bus about once a month. Enough to know you'd better get to the stop early.
It only comes, like, once an hour, so if you miss it, you're in bad shape. You have to wait an hour, but I think it's pretty good. I'm glad that they have it.
The 800 bus runs between 1 and 5 a.m. It picks up every hour on weekdays and every half hour on the weekends. A ride costs about $4. If you don't want to wait, you can pay around $50 for a cab or about $25 for a car service like Lyft. Oakland residents Alex Kaufman and Seth Capron weren't satisfied with these options. So about 9 months ago, they had a fateful conversation.
And, you know, it was just over lunch, we were talking about it, and we thought, oh, wow, you know, that there, this is a real problem. I wonder if we could do something about it.
That's Capron. He's got a background in environmental studies, urban transportation, and education. Maybe that's why school buses came up when he and Kaufman were thinking of ways to get a lot of people back and forth across the Bay Bridge.
School buses seem like a great fit because there's so many of them out there and they're not used at nighttime.
They thought they could put those buses to work. They saw it as a win-win-win.
We got the buses and no one uses them. We've got the people who need rides and they can get them on the buses. And we have school systems who are struggling with budget cuts, and this is going to put money back into the school systems. They've got these buses that are sitting in their lots late at night.
They came up with the name Night School, and Capron's partner Alex Kaufman says people were into it.
As soon as we'd mentioned the idea to somebody, like, the main response was, like, when do you start, you know?
Then they got serious. Kaufman, who used to be an economics researcher, started looking into the logistics.
Got data, census data, tried to figure out, like, where people lived, get some estimates of what demand might be, try to price buses.
Along the way, he found out that most school districts don't actually own their own buses. They charter them from private companies. Seth Capron says that actually made it easier for night school.
The bus providers were excited about it. They said, oh, you know, well, we have these buses already. They're not used then. We could work something out.
So Capron and Kaufman made a deal to rent the buses and hire the same drivers that operate them during the day. Then they got down to the details, like an app to handle fares and schedules. A single ride would cost $8, or you could get unlimited rides for about $20 a month. They'd start with pickups every 25 minutes, but planned to increase service and stop locations with demand. They still wanted the win-win-win, so they decided to give 5% of the proceeds to an Oakland education nonprofit. And they picked their first two stops, 18th and Valencia in the Mission, and 17th and Broadway in downtown Oakland, popular nightlife destinations in both cities.
What would you say to somebody who has said, oh, it sounds like it's just a bus for party years?
You could say that. It wouldn't be true, I guess is what I'd say. People who are out partying might use this once in a while. People who have a job that consistently gets them off work after the BART shuts down are going to use this every Friday and Saturday night because they're going to need it for that.
Back at Market in Van Ness, Jared Olson just got off work at a nearby bar. He's waiting for the 800 line bus back home to Oakland. Olson says he doesn't actually mind the 800, but he says this stop is
dangerous. I've had two guns in my face here.
Do you ever not come into the city because you don't want to deal with getting home late at night?
No, because I have to work.
Waiting for late-night transit can be especially dangerous for service workers, who often leave their jobs with lots of cash tips. But it's not just the night owls who are impacted by the transportation gap. It's the early birds, too. It's mid-morning, and the bakers rolling dough here at San Francisco's Mission Pie have been hard at work since 5 a.m. Shop owner Karen Heisler says the lack of overnight transit limits who she can hire for these early shifts.
If a baker that we hire lives in the East Bay, she or he can't get here on BART because the first BART train arrives at the 24th Street station after the start time.
Heisler would like to see better options for her employees, but she doesn't think private transportation companies are the answer.
It seems that so far a lot of private transit options are higher priced than public options, and so we could drift toward having a very segregated, well, we already have a very segregated population, but we could drift toward a lot of segregation in who uses what kinds of transit.
Night School's Alex Kaufman says their model allows them to be more affordable than other private alternatives like Lyft and Uber because the school buses can move a lot of people at once.
And that, to me, speaks a more mass transit option. You know, not necessarily a public mass transit, but mass transit. And that's why we can be a lot cheaper.
Still, Mission Pie owner Karen Heisler says she'd like to see the city step up to fill the need.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I believe that if we, as we do in the Bay Area, boast of a very thriving and success-oriented metropolitan area, that in my mind that includes an adequate public transit system that provides all people, regardless of their earning level, access to work.
Seth Capron is aware of the issues private transportation companies are raising in the Bay Area, but he believes night school is a net positive.
There's certainly places where privatization can be harmful because the incentives lead to a system that doesn't serve the public good in the same way. But I think if you kind of look overall at something like this, you can say this actually is making the Bay Area a better place to live.
That is, if they can get off the ground. Night school hit a roadblock back in May. Again, Alex Kaufman.
We were all ready to launch. We were 2 days away from launching. And the CPUC, the California Public Utilities Commission, some people there decided that we couldn't operate in the way that we had been planning to operate. And so they contacted our partner and essentially told them not to charter buses for us.
At the last minute, CPUC officials decided night school didn't have the right kind of license. But Kaufman and Capron had anticipated something like this and had actually applied for multiple licenses from the start. They recently got the right one.
And that was great. That was a huge step forward and means that we're like really, really close to being able to run now.
But then they hit another roadblock. The CPUC has some standard rules for transit companies. Vehicles need to be insured and drivers need regular drug tests. The company Night School contracted with already fulfilled these requirements. But now?
We're sort of being asked to redo a lot of that stuff, which starts to eat away at the whole advantage of using buses that are already owned.
Faced with these obstacles, Kaufman says he's frustrated, but not discouraged.
I'm very, like, sensitive to the need for regulation. And none of what we're doing here is really trying to avoid being regulated. We want to be licensed. We want to be insured. We want, you know, we really want all of our ducks in a row.
And so they'll continue talking with the CPUC until they can strike a deal or figure out how to comply with all the rules themselves. Until then, the AC Transit 800 line might be the best bet for people without cars who want to get across the bay on late weekend nights, which can make some riders, like Geneva Harrison, feel pretty lucky when they catch it.
I'm really glad that this is here right now, that's for sure, because I missed the BART train.
In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.